Merry Christmas. So wonderful to gather with you, and so wonderful to gather with those on Fox 9 and live streaming as we gather here to celebrate the gift of God's Nativity. It's just an amazing day. I love it. I can't wait till next year, because next year we're going to all be sitting like sardines. I hope. But even not, we're here. You ever ask those questions? Remember when you are in school, maybe in, what grade are you in now? Second grade, and there's like those five W's. Who, what, when, where, and why. Who, what, when, where, and why. And so I was wondering about the who, what, when, where, why of Christmas. You know, like the who. Well, obviously the who is about this person, this little baby Jesus. But even in today's gospel, Jesus is given a different name. The name, gives the letter E, the name of Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God is with us. What does Emmanuel mean? Emmanuel? Emmanuel? And so, golly, that's like kind of interesting. We'll ask Sister Julieta about that later, maybe. And then so you got the who, the what. Well, the birth, that's what we're celebrating. The what is the birth of Jesus, the incarnation, God becoming a human person, taking on flesh. Unbelievable. The who, the what, the when. Of course, the when is exactly, we all know, exactly when Jesus was born, on December 25 in the year zero. Like, it was perfect. I don't know how he did it so perfectly, but he did. And then the who, the what, the when, the where, and the where. Well, of course, you know the address of Jesus, where he was born. He was born at 7 Stargaze Lane, Bethlehem. Thank you for laughing. Anyways, but it's just like, you know, we know where. In fact, you can go to the very square. You can go to the spot. Unbelievable. But of course, the juicy question is the why. Why? And if we were to ponder all the reasons why Jesus was born, you could write it down. You could fill this entire church. In fact, you could fill several churches with why Jesus was born. It really is the most important question for us to ponder. Why, Jesus, were you born? As you're having dinner later, you can all ponder, why was Jesus born? And one of the things I've been thinking about is, in the why, is why was Jesus born when he was born? I mean, think about it. If he had been born today, there would have been Fox and CNN and all the other news agencies there. If he had been born today, he would have had all the modern technology. If he had born today, he could have dealt with the pandemic. He could have dealt with the racial tensions. He could have dealt with the snowstorm last night. And he could have dealt with all these issues. But he was born 2,000 years ago in kind of a backward area of the universe. I mean, not even in Star Wars, where they travel, not in The Mandalorian, where they ever get to where Jesus was born. But Jesus was born exactly at that time. And I think part of why Jesus was born when he was born is to invite us to live by faith, to step out in faith, to live and to gaze and to know that we are living by faith, not by sight. Because you and I are to be a people of faith. And if we've seen it all, even those who saw it, saw the star that was 2 days ago over the world as Jupiter and whatever, Saturn came together maybe. But even that wasn't enough for them. That we, like those first disciples, those shepherds at the manger field, need to live by faith. But then this got me thinking. Why was he born then? And that's just a small little reason maybe, and certainly someone like Father Nathan gave you a much better theological response to that. But why were you and I born today? Why were you born when you were born? Peter, right? No, Jack. Sorry, Jack. Peter's your dad. Jack, when were you born? November 21st, what year? 2011. November 21st, 2011. That means you're about 9 years. Just turned 9, huh? Golly, I'm good at math. So Jack, just think if you were born 1,000 years ago, you could have been a knight. That would have been so cool. But you were born today in the midst of all the chaos and confusion of today. Why were you born today? What an amazing question. Like, what is it? I think the reason why God chose to have you born now and not 2,000 years ago is exactly Emmanuel. Like that little child squirming back there. What's the name? Emily. Emily, thanks for singing. And how old is Emily? How old? 4 months. And mom, remember when Emily was born? Before Emily was born, wherever you went, Emily was, right? If you went over there, Emily went over there. If you went up there, Emily went up there. If you went to the moon, Emily would go to the moon. Because always with. And I think what God wants is for us to realize that we have a God who is always with us. Always with us. Never not with us. And that's true when we receive the Eucharist. God with us. It's true when Emily was baptized. God with her. Always. But this is how God is choosing to do it today. See, God's going to use you. Yes, you. Bright red-headed one. So that you could be the source of God's grace today. See, it's like this. Imagine you go home and you're there with your brothers and your sister, and all of a sudden there's this chaos because your brother and sister get in a little rumble. I'm just pretending. They wouldn't really do that. But they get in a little rumble. And you walk into the midst of this and you begin to, like, and instead of like getting all flustered, you simply say, Emmanuel, God is with us. Or you go home afterwards, and there's the ham that your husband put into the oven, right? Husbands, you put it in right before you left, right? And you go home, and you open up the oven door, and all of a sudden, you go, call the fire department. And instead of saying, getting all flustered, you say, Emmanuel, God is here. God is here in the midst of this chaos. That's what the angels said at Bethlehem. They didn't say God is over there. They said, Emmanuel, God is here in the midst of all the animals, the chaos, and the shepherds, and the visitors. Emmanuel, God is here. And you and I are meant to be God's presence everywhere. Wherever you and I go, we are to be the presence, the love of God, so that someone, when they meet you, when they encounter you, they can have the tendency perhaps to say, Emmanuel. Because you are so filled with the Holy Spirit. Emmanuel, God is here. See, this is why God had us born now. I don't know why the world is what it is, but I do know that all of us in the world are meant to be filled with the Holy Spirit, given to us in baptism, renewed in the sacraments, so that we might be God's presence in the world. The world may not get any better. We might be in a pandemic for the next 500 years. I don't know. I hope not. But should we be, wherever you are, Emmanuel, God is with us. Merry Christmas. See, this is why you are here, Emmanuel.